The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
I can't think of an actress right now that is having a better year than Sydney Sweeney. She is having a moment. She's in like the biggest rom-com since rom-coms were actually good back in the early 2000s. Anyone But You. And now there's a producer, a female producer, coming out and just slamming her.
Well, I can't for the life of me. Please explain why she even said this.
It's funny because when I saw this headline, I got enraged because I was like, here's this old crotchety woman trying to come down on Sydney Sweeney having her moment. And then I found out where the comments were said, and it weirdly enough kind of changed my tune. So I'm talking about Carol Baum, who has produced films like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Father of the Bride, really big films. And she basically said, I want to know who this Sydney Sweeney is and why everyone's talking about her. She said that she found Anyone But You unwatchable, basically says, explain this girl to me. She's not pretty. She can't act. Why is she so hot? And when I saw this, I was like, you can have those opinions. I saw Anyone But You. Was the acting amazing? No, but I had a good time. It's a rom-com. I was there to giggle and kick my feet. And then I found out that she was in the middle of a lecture at the University of Southern California. And it kind of changed my tune on how I felt about it because I'm like, huh, it's not like she went to some entertainment outlet and specifically came out to disparage Sydney Sweeney. She was just in the middle of a lecture, probably had an offhanded comment talking about her opinions, never thought it was going
to
get out.
I actually think this is worse, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, I do. First of all, she's not a terrible actress. Maybe she was bad in that movie, but if you see her in Euphoria,
she's amazing in Euphoria.
Amazing in it, right? She just needs the right part. But here's what bothers me about this is you have a successful woman in the industry, right? Mm. And you have a young woman actress still trying to find her way. I feel like there should almost be some kind of protection for women and younger women in the industry from somebody that's been there. And you certainly wouldn't present that in front of a bunch of students that want to be in that industry also. I think it's really, really unfair.
Yeah, it just reeks of, like, women should lift each other up, especially if you're in the same industry or whatever. So it's one thing if you're not a fan of her acting, but to say she's not pretty, like, that should have no bearing on your acting skill whatsoever. So that's why I was like, it just seemed like it came out of left field.
It came out of left field because I think she thought she was off the record. You know, she's in her classroom. She's not thinking that this is going to be a headline. I mean, up until today, I hadn't read anything about Carol Baum. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, no, she's not thinking she's going to end up on the front page of Entertainment Tonight. In her mind, she's making an offhanded comment that she has now come out and said that she regrets, because she should. She should not have said those comments.
Yeah.
But I think I have some empathy for her because I think we've all just said things when you have an opinion, because that's her opinion. You say it not thinking it's going to get out there, and suddenly it's for front page news.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful that you're giving her some grace on that, but I think that she has a responsibility as a role model in Hollywood for younger women to watch herself in that kind of, look, this didn't happen at, what's the name of that place? Spago's or something?
Yeah, it's not like you were at a dinner party, right? Intimate dinner party with friends. You're in a lecture hall in front of a bunch of students.
It's not like somebody overheard the conversation. She's presenting it to young women, and the impression that she's leaving with those women is intimidating, and it really rubs me the wrong way.
Well, here's somebody that I will not give a lot of grace to, and it's somebody who was on the record. I'm talking about Courtney Love, because she is coming for all of the biggest names in female entertainment right now. She's coming for Lana Del Rey, Taylor Swift, and Beyonce. This really grinds my gears because this was intentional. This is malicious. Because how are you going to come for three of the biggest artists in music right now knowing that these comments are going to get back to them?
I feel like this is a classic Courtney Love move, and this is just a headline grab for her to get her name out there.
You think so?
Yes.
So some of the things that she said is pretty despicable. I mean, she basically says that Taylor Swift is not important, which, okay, debatable. Talk to literally the global economy and ask if they don't think she's important or not. She says that she might be a safe space for girls, and she's probably the Madonna of right now, but she's not interesting as an artist. She basically says that she hasn't liked Lana since she covered this one song. And then Lana, of course, then goes and kicks ass headlining Coachella. And then she said that she didn't like Beyonce's new album. She did give her some kudos for putting out a country record, because obviously that was a ballsy thing to do. But she's like, I just don't like her music.
You know, here we go again. They're very similar stories, right? I mean, Courtney Love had some success, of course, on her own. I think the name of the band was Hole.
Correct.
But she's more known for being Kurt Cobain's former wife, right? And again, she's gone through this whole thing. So why not lift young female artists up, especially Taylor Swift?
Well, it just makes you look bad. You never are going to come out on the other end looking better when you go out of your way to make a comment tearing down the most successful people in music right now.
Listen, not everything is everybody's taste. Like, if she's not a fan of Taylor Swift's music, that's absolutely fine. But to say she's not important, like, that's... Again,
right.
It's a headline grab.
The difference here is I don't think anybody will take her seriously, whereas with that producer, I think that they will.
Mm.
You know, because she's got more credibility to me than Courtney Love.
That's true. All right, was the Golden Bachelor just digging for gold? I'll tell you why people think he was just with his soon-to-be ex for the money on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.